welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely terrific day today. And if you need anything, be sure to give us a call or check out the website at healthmasters.com. We're doing our absolute best to keep everybody informed and up to date of what's going on, and also providing everybody with the best nutritional supplements we can to keep everybody's immune system strong with what's going on right now. I just saw another article and some more footage out of Italy. Italy has gone absolutely haywire now. The footage and stuff we saw yesterday has progressed as far as with the stores being completely bought out. Paul Joseph Watson did an article on it this morning. They've now quarantined 50,000 people in northern Italy, and they said primarily the panic has happened because, remember, there were only three cases on Thursday of last week with no patient zero. By Sunday, it was 152 patients. As far as infected, yesterday it went to 165. This morning now, they have 229 with 7 confirmed deaths and 26 more in ICU. That's over a 3% death rate in Italy. Not good for that country right now. Its containment on that has pretty much all but failed. I know, Dad, you've been to Italy before, and this is why, you know, I've been there too when I was younger. And sanitation, washing your hands, taking supplements, staying away from sick people, that's crucial right now, Dad. What do you think?
Well, the Italians, when they talk to you, and they don't mean anything by it, but they're really kind of in-your-face kind of people. I mean, it's like they're friendly. They're just in-your-face talking to you all the time. I remember the last time we were there, we were driving on a back road between potholes, and you think, what does that mean? Well, it's between potholes. I mean, there were 12-inch deep potholes on the roads. I mean, it was awful. I mean, in fact, the car we were driving actually lost one of its parts. It fell off because it was hitting the bottom so hard. And I can't make this crazy stuff up. And finally, we got on the Italian Autobahn, which, of course, is banker-owned. It was very smooth and very nice. And it was interesting. It's just when you get off on the rural roads, it's just awful down there. And the people are just very, very gregarious, but they're not known to be a clean country. You know, Germany used to be super clean. Austria is still pretty clean. Switzerland is still spotless. And the problem with it is that when you bring more and more people in from other countries who basically come in on, you know, boat lifts into Italy, the Italians have gone nuts now because these people don't even know how to use a toilet who are coming in. I remember just 30 years ago, rest areas in Italy, I mean, I drove through there with my dad. It was back about 40 years ago now, and they didn't have toilets. They had holes in the floor where you'd kind of squat over and poop. You go, like, no, they didn't. Yeah, they did. They flushing toilets. It was just holes in the floor. And hope you didn't lose your watch down the hole or ring down the hole or your wallet down the hole because you weren't getting it out of the hole. And it was crazy. I mean, it's just that's the rural areas of Italy. And you get down to Naples. It's just filthy. Rome's filthy. I mean, it's just a trash laying all over. It's just filthy. You know, now you think, well, why is it that like that? I don't know. Now, when you get to Spain, Madrid, spotless. You know, I never saw anything in Spain that was really dirty. I mean, all throughout Spain, I've been there. Germany, in the bigger cities, is getting dirty now because of all the migration from all of the other countries. But in the rural areas, it's still very, very clean. I know my mom, we had a sidewalk out in front of our house. And I remember once a week, she'd get on her hands and knees with a scrub brush and scrub the sidewalk. And you're thinking, no, she didn't. No, she really did. She scrubbed the sidewalk. And it's just, they're just really clean in Germany and Austria and Switzerland, not as much in Germany anymore because of, like I said, the immigration. But it's just, it's crazy. But so this thing in Italy is pretty much exploded. Into the United States now, you know, we've got quite a few people now, you know, who've been diagnosed with coronavirus. The problem is they're not giving us statistics. And, you know, Trump has now said that his number one thing is re-election, and he's not going to really blow up the coronavirus. And he said everything's doing great, but then he turned around and asked for $2.5 billion yesterday in order to fight it. And you're kind of like, well, which is it? Is it $2.5 billion to fight it, or is it everything doing great? And you can't have both. And then he starts talking about the fact that, you know, just, you know, that he doesn't want to have his election chances messed up because of this. As if this makes, I'm going to laugh for a second now. I'm going to go ha ha. All right, as if the coronavirus is going to affect his election chances. I mean, with the Diebold election machines, everything's already decided on who's going to win it, who's not going to win it. Trump's going to win the election, period. It just is what it is. You know, we have 8,000 Californians now under quarantine. 8,000 Californians are under self-imposed quarantine. And yesterday we had a sell-off of the market. We had about a 1,000-point drop. And Fidelity says some of its customers couldn't log on. Well, the reason they couldn't log on is because somebody else was already logged on. And sometimes the reason you can't get things to sell is because nobody's buying. When you're trying to sell stock, everybody's selling at once and nobody's buying. And so, you know, if you're in the market right now, you know, you've got a good profit. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not telling you what to do. So just take my advice as just a layperson. But if I had money and I've made money in the market, I'd just ease on out of that real quick. You know, probably very quick and be done with it. And let's see what happens when this thing shakes out, because this coronavirus is affecting all kinds of manufacturing all over the world. I mean, look at the South Korean crisis now. Over 1,000 people infected in South Korea. You know, 11 dead so far. And now another article from Zero Hedge says, could central bankers use the coronavirus as a scapegoat to deflect the blame for the next imminent global economic crisis? Well, yeah, we talked about that weeks ago, that they could do that. And that's probably what the world's... See, here's the thing. Every time something like this happens, you got to dig down the hole a little bit. You got to go down a little bit, a little deeper. And then all of a sudden you find out that just maybe it's always that same group that we talk about that's done everything. I mean, look what happened yesterday. First, it was the global stock started cratering, and then the global bond yield started cratering, and then all of a sudden, everybody started realizing that China's virus collection statistics were a complete lie. Everybody started realizing there's a lot more people dying in China than they're telling us, and it's spreading all over the world. So all of these things yesterday just kind of collapsed. The whole narrative collapsed with this new world order, and you're thinking, well, that's kind of crazy, but it's true. And then the next thing is the WHO's reputation, the World Health Organization, who's unbelievably corrupt anyhow. And that's completely and totally cratered. Nobody trusts these clowns at all. In fact, it was interesting. If you remember a couple of years ago when they were dealing with Ebola in Africa, the WHO was running around injecting people with these vaccines, testing these vaccines, and these villages were literally coming down with Ebola and dying. Of course, nobody wanted to talk about that. And now the WHO people were going into the villages, and they were being killed. The villagers were like, get the heck out of here. You know, we don't want you here. You guys are nuts. You like to experiment on people. And so this is the problem with the World Health Organization. I mean, the World Health Organization is one of the primary groups that really, if you look at the statistics on it, that did a lot with that whole thing with AIDS in the vaccine, you know, in Africa, in contaminated blood supplies. So we've got a lot of stuff that's happening right now all over the country and all over the world. I mean, French tourism is down by 35% amid the virus outbreak. And again, the outside in the country in France is pretty clean. When you get into the major cities like Paris, it's absolutely filthy. And then if that wasn't enough, now we got Netanyahu, his big Palestinian peace accord that was signed by the United States, which has absolutely no authority whatsoever to tell the Palestinians they have to give up their land. Netanyahu is now threatening an all-out war after 90 rockets were fired from Gaza. Monday witnessed a significant escalation. I guess this peace treaty is not working real well, huh, guys? Over Gaza's Palestine Islamic Jihad, right, okay, fought to avenge the deaths of three commanders killed in Israel airstrikes on Gaza and Damascus the day before. Israel media counted some 90 total rockets fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip throughout the day since the attacks began. Now, you know, here's the thing. Benjamin Netanyahu's now basically threatening to initiate a border war if the rocket fire didn't cease, despite the Islamic Jihad spokesman announcing the unilateral ceasefire by early evening. He says, we are now hitting with planes and tanks and helicopters, Netanyahu said, while inspecting an Iron Dome unit in the south. I'm talking about a war. Netanyahu is entering a final week of campaigning. Of course, he's a career criminal. He's under indictment. Before Israeli national elections, has further told Israeli army's radio station, I only go to war as the last option, but we have prepared something you can't even imagine. Okay, now let's stop for 1 second. I'm going to have to sit here and meddle for 1 second. Let's say the United States of America, you know, is invaded by a foreign entity. Let's say the folks over there in, let's pick, you know, Alabama. They're a bunch of fighters. They like to scrap. Alabama gets invaded by the Chinese, and the Chinese decide that they're going to take all the land in Alabama. And the Alabama people are left there, but they're basically kept. Their water supplies are restricted. Their food supplies are restricted. And they turn Alabama into a giant concentration camp. And all of a sudden, they decide that they're going to start building more and more settlements inside of Alabama, and they're going to push these Alabamians into a big, into a deeper and deeper ditch, kind of like what we did to the Indians in the United States, all right? Well, the Indians fought back. The Indians fought back when the American government kept lying with all these treaties they refused to uphold, and the Indians basically were pushed off into reservations now, and as a race, as a tribe, as whatever you want to call the Indians, they were pretty much wiped out and brought under control, under subjection. You say, well, that's not the same thing in Israel. Okay. Israel was a tiny sliver of land back when it was formed back in the 40s. And it's grown and grown and grown and kept, and it's kept taking more and more and more land against the Palestinian will, I may add. And so now, basically, these people in the Palestinian areas are fighting back because they're getting poked with a sharp stick all the time, I guess. And they're fighting back. And they're doing, the only thing they know how to do is send these rockets over. And now Netanyahu says, because you want your land back, because you keep fighting, I'm going to unleash a war that you've never imagined. Wait a minute. What the heck, man? So are we going to talk, are we talking genocide now against the Palestinians? Are we talking about going in and wiping out every Palestinian there? People go, guys, let me explain something to you. Years ago, we were on a cruise ship, and don't do those anymore, haven't done it in many years. And I forgot where we were. I think we were in the Western Mediterranean or something. I don't remember. And it was, we were there with Austin. Austin was with us. And there was a guy there who was a British officer, and he was one of the ones who had gone into Palestine to basically clear out the people for the formation of Israel. And we started asking him questions about it, and he started crying. This guy's like 80 years old. He starts crying. And he goes, I cannot believe what we did to the Palestinian people and how we treated them like animals. And he just was in tears. And then I remember that a couple of days later, he came to the, one of the formal evenings. He was actually wearing a British military army, he's like a colonel, dress mess uniform. And he told me, he says, Ted, what we did was just unbelievably horrible, what we did to these people. And guys, now why do we have to think that's okay? You know, what we did to the Indians in America was horrible. And people call us out for it all the time. And I admit to that. You know, what the Germans did to the Jews and to the Catholics and to the other Christians and the gypsies in Germany during World War II was horrible. I mean, nobody's trying to excuse any of this stuff. The concentration camps, these slave labor camps, they were horrible. You know, what the southern states, what the northern states did to the southern folks, you know, during the Civil War was absolutely horrible the way they were treated. And this list goes on and on and on and on. During war, during times of whatever, conflict, people do really bad things to other people. And you can't pretend like it didn't happen, because it did. You know, with the 10, 12 million Germans that were starved to death after World War II, and the millions that were left behind barbed wire and starved to death by Eisenhower. You can't pretend like that stuff didn't happen. But the reality is this. You know, you got to call it out, and you can't rewrite history and say it's okay. It's not okay to take somebody else's property and throw them off of it, or shove them into a hovel or into a hole and tell them, you need to move because we want your stuff now. I mean, it's not that is not okay. And so the Palestinians have continued to fight. You know, the crazy part about it is, you know, if they wanted a new Jewish homeland, they could have picked anywhere they wanted in the world. They could. The international banking cartels wanted to do this. This is Rothschilds. They could have picked any country, any sliver of land. Heck, they could have taken the entire island of Madagascar. They could have taken a whole island and basically had a huge, beautiful subtropical area to live in, and they could have had a beautiful place, and they could have done whatever they wanted to do there. But they went in there, and they took somebody else's stuff, and they threw them out. You say, well, that's awful. You know, it is awful. You know, and then they go back, well, it's because God gave that land to them, and, you know, 2,000-3,000 years old. They lost that land from God because, you know, quite frankly, they crucified the Son of Glory. You can say, well, that's just kind of anti-Semitic. Okay, it may be if you want to believe that, but that's just what they did. And, you know, and God scattered them. You know, what is that, I believe, 70 AD, and the Romans came in, burned the temple, threw them out, put them in the captivity. I mean, it was a horrible ending, but that was the end of it. They were written out of history, and then God brought his grace in Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Now, for the Jewish believers who basically wanted to convert to Christianity, they could be saved. Anybody could be saved and they convert to Christianity, except Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But that's, we kind of changed history patterns there. And then because of the Scofield Bible, everything started going differently. Everybody started believing that we had to write this group of people back into history books, into the end times, and Schofield did all this, and Darby did all of this, and that's why we have this mess that we have now. Guys, it's important to understand that, you know, we have to think from a Christian standpoint. We don't need a third temple to kill cattle and goats and pigeons and doves anymore. We have an as eternal covenant, as an eternal sacrifice. You know, Jesus in the order of Melchizedek is a high priest, the Son of God, the very, very image, the exact representation of God Almighty doing that for us. And so we don't have to go out and build a third temple. The only reason they want to do it is to bring in an Antichrist and basically have him declare himself God, like the book of Thessalonians says. This is not okay. So all of this stuff that's happening with Benjamin Netanyahu, the career criminal, who quite frankly I believe is a Kabbalist, which is the same thing as being a Luciferian, which is the same thing Madonna says about all of the stuff that she's involved in. You don't have to be Jewish to be a Kabbalist. You can be any. Madonna's not a Jewish. She's Catholic. And so all of this stuff, guys, is so important that we keep the finger pointed at the right direction as who's doing this. And quite frankly, with the coronavirus, I personally believe, like this article said, are they going to dump the world's markets in order to cover themselves up? Now, I'll take it another step further. They're going to try to bring in a new world order with this. They're going to try to bring in a new world banking system. They're going to try to bring in a new world currency that's going to be digital. You can't have dirty money. Dirty money. Dirty money passes coronavirus. Dirty money is nasty. That's where this is all going, guys. Watch these clowns, because it's the same group all the time. Austin, what do you think?
Well, that's really well said. I mean, and this is what I've been giving everybody a heads up about, is to get prepped with everything. Because, I mean, they need a precipitating incident. They have to have a precipitating incident to bring in
one
world currency and a digital currency. The digital currency goes back to everything that I've talked about for years and what they're trying to do with the biometrics, exactly what I talked about yesterday. If you're not a good little slave, you say the wrong word, you put up the wrong meme, you don't go along with the right narrative, then they go in and they just shut you down. You don't buy anything, you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. You effectively become a prisoner in life, and you're not even behind bars. Your life doesn't exist anymore. That's what comes down to a digital currency. And remember, once they go full-blown collapse, they have to have something to blame it on. Because if everybody comes back and they go, it's doggone bankers did it, there's a reason why the bankers have been thrown out of every single country they ever try to overthrow. Because once everybody figures out the bankers did it, the bankers hyperinflated the money, and the bankers completely crashed the economy, the bankers came in and bought up everything. Like that book that Dad always recommends everybody read, and so do I. It's a very small book. It's an interesting book. Billions for the banks and debts for the people. It's very, very, very short, but it's very, very direct. And this is exactly what they've done. And since in the United States, they've been brilliant with it. They have. They've been brilliant. They figured out that they have to have a hand behind the curtain. They figured out that they can't do it and let everybody see them do it. So they've done it very strategically in the United States now through the Federal Reserve, through the guise of the United States, and making a lot. Most people don't realize the Federal Reserve is not a federal entity. It is not part of the federal government. Most people don't get that. They think the Federal Reserve is like the Bank of the United States. It's not. It's its own private entity. It's its own bank. That's why the IRS is their own pit bull watchdog enforcement branch. They do whatever they want. That's why, notice how we've never audited the Fed. How does the United States government not have the ability to audit the Federal Reserve that controls our monetary policy? I'll tell you how. Because they don't control the Fed. The Fed controls the government. This is what we've fallen into now. This is why Ron Paul was so adamant about auditing the Fed and basically nationalizing the debt and shutting the Fed down. But of course, they never, never were going to allow him to get any traction, much less win the presidency of the United States, because they have to control the narrative. And that's exactly what they're doing now. They're pushing everything on this coronavirus. And granted, I definitely think it's serious. I've already told you guys that. But see, once the markets crash, then they can come in and say, oh, man, that bad coronavirus, man, we're so sad that happened, blah, blah, blah. And like Dad said, we already know Trump's going to get elected. He's a huge proponent of Israel. He's a huge friend of the banks. But that doesn't matter when we see all these other individuals pushing their narrative. I mean, we see this guy running for president now, Pete or whatever, and you know, or whoever. A lot of these guys are running. This gay guy running for president, and we see all this stuff now. And you know, he goes out now, and he's basically telling everybody that you know, boys need to be brave and come out of the closet and basically, you know, express their sexuality now. Now, this guy doesn't have a snowball's chance in Florida on a blacktop asphalt afternoon in August of winning the presidential election. Not even close. Never gonna happen. But why is he pushing this out there? Because they have to continue the narrative. They want to push this completely and totally perverted agenda that they have done now. Why do you see individuals like Biden, who's the same thing? He's never going to come close to winning anything. Why do you see him pushing this constant push for gun control? Beto O'Rourke did the same thing. Why? Because they have to push the narrative, guys. Be very clear about who you listen to and what you watch and who you expose yourself to as far as with a lot of this information in the media, because it's all a psychop. They know what they're doing in the media. CNN's incredibly effective at it. They're the mouthpiece of the CIA. Let's be real. They're incredibly good at basically psychological operations. I mean, we saw what ABC did a couple months ago with Turkey and Syria playing that blatantly fake video saying that the Turkish are doing a full-blown invasion of this Syrian town. Basically, all this is going completely haywire. And it was a video from a 2017 machine gun shootout in Knob Creek. I've talked about this repeatedly, but I'm not going to let it go. Because this wasn't an accident, guys. They got busted. So if they get busted doing that, how many other times have they done things that they haven't gotten busted for? And they continue to peddle fake news, fake news, fake news. At the same time, they push the counter-argument that we're peddling fake news. That is complete and total textbook psychological operation. You do something to somebody, when they bust you for it, you accuse them of doing the thing to you that you are actually doing to them. It's textbook psychop. And this is what they do all the time. And so this is what we have to understand and expose these guys for and understand what's going on. For another example, too, of that, what we've seen. John Hopkins' study now comes out and shows that there's no evidence any type of assault weapon ban reduces mass shootings at all. The study released by John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health declared there was no evidence an assault weapon ban leads to lower incident of fatal mass shootings. They said the assault weapons ban is central for the Democrats' gun control agenda nationally. It's on Breitbart. They say according to the John Hopkins study, researchers did not find an independent association between assault weapons ban and an incident of fatal mass shootings. Researchers did claim that license requirements like those in Connecticut could help reduce the number of mass shootings, but then they turn around and omitted the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting from the actual numbers. They also then bypassed Illinois and removed Illinois from the research study, in turn allowed them to sidestep the never-ending gun crime in Chicago. So they even manipulated the numbers, skewed the numbers, but then the study was cleared, saying that there was no evidence an assault weapon ban or any type of assault weapon to a lower incident of mass shooting. So I just wanted to clarify that and bring that up here, because what we see now, all in the media, everything, what we see with vaccines, and get ready, guys, I'm telling you right now, get ready. They're just warming this up right now. Once this vaccine is done, this RNA sequencing vaccine that they've already been researching and working on now, and they release it, and they say, oh my gosh, we have to get this out. Everybody has to take the coronavirus vaccine. Best believe, guys, this thing is not going to be what you think it is. Remember when they had the anthrax vaccine? All those military service members getting critically ill, paralyzed, swelling up like a balloon, not even able to function. Finally, a lot of the guys said, dude, we're not taking this. We're not taking this anthrax shot. Everybody's getting sick. They were court-martialing people and giving them dishonorable discharges for not taking the anthrax vaccine. The guy said, no, we're not doing this. Over the Desert Storm. This is insane. We're not going to get injected with this vaccine that's killing all of our friends and paralyzing them. The same thing they're going to do with this, guys. They're going to bring out a vaccine. They're going to tell everybody you have to take it. New York was a beta test last year. They wanted to see what would happen when they actually forcibly mandated vaccines through reprisal of fines and jail time. Remember, if you don't get your children basically injected with this MMR vaccine, you're going to go to jail. We're going to start fining you if you don't do it. We're going to ban children that haven't had their vaccine under 18. We're going to ban them from public places, which that the irony of that was so funny to me, is that they didn't ban people that had measles. They banned kids that were healthy that didn't have measles because they didn't have the vaccine. They banned them, which is just the irony, knows no bounds with that. But let's believe, guys, that's going to be the next spool here very, very, very shortly. But see, they have to let this virus run its course first before they introduce that vaccine. They have to make sure everybody's so terrified and so scared of what's about to happen with this thing. But what's interesting about this is this is interesting. A Harvard professor came out now and said, his Harvard epidemiology professor, Mark Lipson, said that the coronavirus is not going to be contained. He said by their research and their numbers now, he said 40 to 70% of the world's going to be infected. He said particularly because there's no symptoms in many of the infection. He said he predicts in the coming years some 40 to 70% around the world will be infected. Now, here's what's interesting. He clarifies, this doesn't mean all the people that actually contract the virus will become seriously ill. He said some may only have mild side effects. Some may be asymptomatic, and they're completely fine. They basically get the virus, they shed it, and they go back to normal life. He said a lot of this is depending on your immune system. A lot of it's depending on your age and how well you take care of yourself. Remember, a lot of these medications that they put people on lower your immune system, blatantly lower your immune system. You can do the research on a lot of these drugs, too. One of the reasons why a lot of individuals, and my personal opinion and other people's personal opinion, why the death rate as far as of individuals of age, as people are getting older now, like their 60s and 70s, is becoming so prevalent, people are dying younger and younger and younger now, is because everybody's becoming so sick, not only from the food and the toxic compounds and the glyphosate, but because we're shoveling down medications down all of our adults' throats in their 60s and 70s now. In most cases, they don't even need it. I mean, like you see this stuff with the statin drugs, the lower cholesterol. Statin drugs are one of the biggest lies ever perpetrated on the American population by the medical community. They are. Do your research on them. You find your body has to have cholesterol. And they've come out now with research studies and said, dude, the LDL cholesterol is not what basically is causing heart disease. It's not what's causing these issues. It's complete and total lie. It's not even causing what's plaque buildup in it. The horrible, horrific American diet full of saturated high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils, and all these compounds are what causes buildup. LDL and HDL have nothing to do with that. This is a complete and total lie with the statin drugs to push more drugs to start causing more issues. Remember, when you start lowering your cholesterol lower and lower and lower, you basically produce no hormones anymore. Testosterone goes to the floor. All these different hormones completely drop to the floor. The joints get stiff. You can't function. You lose muscle mass. Your body starts basically burning muscle tissue. This is not uncommon at all in people that take statins, but it's the goal because it keeps people cycled in the medical industrial complex. They take meds, they lower their cholesterol, they get sicker, they go back to the doctor with another chronic illness, they go on another medication or another surgery, they go on another drug, they get sicker again, they go back to the doctor. Guys, I literally could tell you hundreds, and Dad's probably tens of thousands of instances we've talked to people, and we've watched this exact same thing happen. You don't have to live in the medical industrial complex. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't certain things out there that can help you. I'm not saying that doctors aren't great sometimes. You break a bone, you got to get something surgically fixed. They can be incredibly beneficial. But be very careful and understand what you're putting in your body. That's all I'm saying to you. Understand what these drugs do and research them before you start just blindly taking things because somebody says to do so. Always remember, you have a right to consent. Just because somebody says your cholesterol is at 201, you have to go on a statin drug, that doesn't mean you have to do it. That's your choice. I'm not telling you what to do, but that is your choice on what you decide to do with your health. My opinion, it's best to take care of your body. Take the right supplements, keep your immune system healthy, eat clean, don't be shoving a bunch of toxic foods down your throat and wonder why you get sick all the time, and stay away from sick people in places that you know people are sick, and use good sanitation habits. Like Dad says, swab your nose out with colloidal silver. Wash your hands regularly. Don't be getting in people's faces and having people coughing and hacking in your face all the time. Take the right supplements. Take the vitamin C, the D3. Keep your immune system strong. And move on and go on with your life and live life and continue to keep doing what you're doing. Don't live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and preparedness, Dad. And that's my stance on that.
Well, you're absolutely right, Austin. When statins are used and cholesterol drops under 200, all disease rates go up, particularly cancer. The lower your cholesterol goes, the higher your cancer rates are. Plus, your libido goes through the floor. You have no sex drive because you're not making any testosterone, if you can even perform anymore because of the low hormones. I mean, I know that's really graphic and to the point, but it's what it does. I mean, the most I ever saw, we had the clinic when we actually worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of patients, is a person who came in with 25 different prescription drugs. 25. And I told him, I said, look, but I can't tell you to stop taking prescription meds, but you have to work with your medical doctor, and I'll work with him if you'd like, and we'll try to figure out how to correct all of this through diet. 25 different medications. Here's the problem with all of that. It's cross-medication side effects. These medications aren't tested together. When you have 25 different drugs that you're taking at once, it's in the tens of thousands of possible side adverse effects as far as this combined with this one, this combined with this one, this combined with these 21, this combined with these 23. It's through the roof. It's just thousands and thousands of possible combinations of these drugs and how they interact in the body. And what ends up happening is you get yourself caught up in this drug spiral like Austin's talking about, in which now you feel awful. Like I told you, I had that pastor come by a few weeks ago. I hadn't seen him in 15 years. Can't remember anything. Brain shot. It's on cholesterol. Brain shot. Has no memory whatsoever. He started eating some eggs. Eggs will really help bring your memory back. And, you know, you say, well, my cholesterol is at 220. Okay, well, great. I like keeping mine around 220, 250, so I'm okay with that. It starts getting over 300. You need to start cutting back on your diet, changing some things. But anywhere around 250, 200 to 250 is fine. It used to be normal at 250. Then they changed it to 200. Now they want it lower than 200. And it's because the manufacturers of these cholesterol drugs are the ones that do the continuing education with the medical doctors, telling them they need to lower, make it lower, lower, lower. And they're also the ones who basically hire the people from the Food and Drug Administration, who basically set a lot of these different limits as far as cholesterol in the American Medical Association, back into their own groups after they leave those particular organizations. And it's basically a revolving door policy. And what it allows them to do is make a whole bunch of money based upon what they did when they were basically regulating things. And see, that's all illegal as far as I'm concerned. They shouldn't be allowed to do it. So now we've got a whole group of people. We've got tens of millions of people taking statin drugs in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's probably close to 100 million. And the problem with all that is it causes all kinds of other diseases, like skeletal muscle necrosis. You know, skeletal muscle necrosis is bad. It's one of the side effects of skeletal. It's a muscle wasting condition. Your body, your skeletal muscles actually start dying from this drug. And starts having really bad pains in your muscles, and you get real weak, and all of a sudden this stuff starts dying and getting into your kidneys, and now you got kidney failure. Yeah, it does all that from statin drugs, and you're like, what the heck? In fact, I wrote a book here a while back. It's called it was called Breakthrough Health, and it's like the top 10 drugs never to take. And like I believe number one on my list, if I remember right, were the statin drugs. They have no useful effect. You can correct your cholesterol so easily through diet. It's so simple if you want to lower your cholesterol down a little bit. Just cut out the saturated fats. Cut out the high fructose corn syrup. Cut out the instead of eating a chicken, you know, that's got skin on it, take the skin off of it. Start drinking half your body weight in fluid ounces of purified water a day. Start using vitamin E and cod liver oil. All of these things work together to bring the cholesterol down really fast. I remember a few years ago, I had to have life insurance. This is 15 years ago. I checked my cholesterol. I think I was at which I thought was a little bit low because I don't check it very often. And the health insurance company said, we won't give you, you know, insurance, health life insurance, because your cholesterol's high. And I'm like, what? 202 is high? I said, all right, watch this. Went in a week later, had it down to like 180, 190. Got the life insurance, immediately started eating the way I was, getting my cholesterol back up again. And it's simple. It's so easy to drop cholesterol. You could drop it within weeks. So you couldn't do that with a medication. That's a total lie. You have to change your lifestyle and you can do it. But guys, you need the cholesterol. It's so important. Your body takes that cholesterol next to your skin with sunshine and converts it to vitamin D3. So if you don't have high enough levels of cholesterol, you can't produce high enough levels of D3, which means you can't maintain a strong immune system, which means you're going to be dying with the coronavirus, probably higher statistically wise, in the event that you come down with this. And that was 60 to 70% of the population. I mean, 7 times 7 million. You're talking about 5 billion people coming down with the coronavirus. Guys, you know, I don't know which is sicker. That these God, the only thing you can say is these. I'm going to say something bad. You're going to have to forgive me for this. That these SOBs, I guess I can say this, these sorry old boys, I can say that. That means sorry old boys. These SOBs, sorry old boys, they sit around with nothing better to do than to design a viral compound like this that's specifically designed for only one reason, that Dr. Francis Boyle said, is to kill people. And then if it's not sick enough, these sorry old boys, they turn right around and they release it. I mean, you think, okay, you're a sicko that you did this, but now you're really a double-double sicko because you want to release this stuff into the environment and put 5, 6, 7 billion people in risk. Now, this is what they do. In fact, The Guardian has an article here. Gene said this morning, he said, the U.S. is underprepared for coronavirus due to Trump cuts, says health experts. Whoa, he says, steps put out in place after the Ebola outbreak were scrapped. The post of the global health czar has been eliminated, and the CDC funding was cut. I mean, this is what has happened in the U.S. government. The U.S. preparedness to deal with the threat of coronavirus has been hampered by the personal and budget cuts made by the Trump administration over the past 3 years, according to health experts. There's no one in the White House tasked specifically to oversee a coordinated government-wide response in the event of a pandemic, since the post of Senior Director for Global Health Security and Biothreats on the National Security Council was eliminated last May. Doesn't that seem convenient to anybody but me? Just thought I'd mention that. The post was established in 2016 after the outbreak of the Ebola virus in Africa demonstrated the U.S. government was not set up to move with the speed and decisiveness necessary to react to a really lethal epidemic. The White House Global Health Czar was supposed to coordinate international, national, state and local organizations, public and private, to confront a global pandemic backed by the authority of the president. But after he became National Security Advisor, here we go, John Bolton, the warmonger, the Zionist, dual Israeli citizen, according to some research that I've done, eliminated the office as part of the NSC reorganization, as he did not see the global health issue as a national security priority. Whoa, I mean, this is the stuff that's happened in the White House as Trump got in under that warmonger Bolton. Yeah, and you remember Bolton was basically a big old Rothschild boy, international banker boy, and he got rid of this group that was supposed to take care of any type of epidemic or outbreak here in the United States. Doesn't that seem odd to anybody with that Rothschild connection right there? And see, this is what people need to get. And you know, right now, guests in the Spanish hotel have been locked down for coronavirus pending tests on confirmed cases. You know, this is just absolutely crazy that this is happening all over the world right now, and we're not paying any attention to it. And then on top of everything else, now Steve Bannon's coming out saying that, you know, this pandemic, coronavirus, is completely and totally out of control in China, which, of course, we all know that already. But nobody wants to talk about it. But here's what they do want to talk about. Dick Morris is saying that Hillary Clinton will get the nomination in a brokered convention, which is what Jeff Rentz has been saying for years now, as far as Hillary's not over with. And just to show you what's happening with alternative media and how big we've gotten, Cumulus Radio is now considering selling 250 radio towers because nobody listens to terrestrial radio anymore, because the alt news has taken over everything. During the past several years, radio groups and markets big and small have struck deals to sell their tower sites. Companies including Vertical Bridge and American Tower have made millions to secure facilities and to satiate market demand for wireless connectivity, 5G connectivity. Here we go, boys and girls. Broadcasters in exchange typically lease back their antenna space. Now Cumulus Media is considering following suit and just selling their towers. Guys, this is a complete destruction of the radio media as we once knew it. It's over with. You know, kiss it goodbye. You know, who listens to terrestrial radio anymore? It's an old technology. It's podcasts. It's alt news. I mean, everybody knows that this, like CNN, Constant Negative News, or Communist News Network, or whatever you want to call it, is just a bunch of lies. But guys, so's NBC, so's CBS, so's ABC, and so are, here we go, shouldn't say it, but I'm going to, a lot of the a lot of the Christian news media outlets, whoa. Those boys need some adjustment. They're coming out with a lot of stuff that ain't right, too. So you got to ask yourself a question. Who's controlling them? Better stop there before I get in trouble. Also, what do you think, bud?
Really well said. This is I won't go any further on that either. But I do have to say, you know, once you start doing some research, what people got to do, that all our listeners, and I know our listeners know this, but even our new listeners, if you start hearing some alternative media people go different directions with stuff as far as it's not aligning with a lot of things that you know to be right, you got to really ask yourself where it's coming from. And I mean, that's just, we'll leave that there. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. This is something that's a little crazy right now. Is, you know, I told you guys earlier that, you know, the number of cases in Iran now of coronavirus have now jumped up. They're now reporting almost 70 cases in Iran already. They had the same thing. It just started stair-stepping out of nowhere. Well, now there's been videos that are getting posted on Twitter and photos of the exact same thing that happened in China at the very beginning. People just walking around in subways, walking around, minding their own business, and just fall flat on their face, basically bleeding. And this is something that's a little creepy because it's the exact same thing that we saw in China, because in Iran, nobody's really stopped anything so far. They're like, hey, you know, a couple people have this, we're fine. But now the rate of transmission and people that are contracting it is growing rapidly, like Italy was. I mean, because what we're basically seeing now in most of the numbers, you know, there's 230 cases in Italy, 7 deaths. With other countries, we've seen the same thing. On average now, we're seeing this about a 3% death rate on it. That's realistically what we're looking at. And so that's still not insanely high, but that's still enough to realize, to kind of get your eyebrows up and say, hey, this is really, really important that we take care of ourselves right now. And on top of that as well, on everything we've seen, this is what we're seeing with the weather wars on top of everything. The UK now has had thousands of homes flooded after a once-in-a-lifetime storm hit the UK in the first 2 months of 2020. They're expecting months of more rainfall continually. I mean, I was looking at photos. I mean, there's so much flooding over there right now. And it's very strange to see all these things occurring at the same time. Because, you know, as I told you guys before, I don't believe much in just random coincidences. What we saw in Australia last year with those unprecedented fires and then massive flooding, the same time last year we saw massive fires in California, and then some of the strangest things that I've ever seen occur in my life in videos, even from celebrities like Gerard Butler putting videos out there saying this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, where brick houses completely burned down to ash in the middle of the property. The grass and wooden fences and trees, some cases not even charred if they were, lightly charred on the leaves. Vehicles sitting on the street completely just, you know, I mean, tires completely melted down on them, but leaves and trees and fences around them completely unharmed. It was something I've never witnessed before, I've never seen happen in history. And the only thing that ever made sense about it was one of the researchers, I forgot his name, came out and talked about the space-based weapons platforms that they actually have now with legitimate, like, lasers on them. I know when you start talking about stuff, people are like, oh, lasers and space wars and all this stuff. Guys, there's nothing else that explains that. And if you look at the actual areas where a lot of these incidences occurred, it was right in line with where they've been trying to put that, what, $100 million-plus rail train in there that's been an abysmal failure, and they're trying to take all these people's property now. Very strange stuff. I mean, even the aerial photos, you saw neighborhoods, trees, roadways, fences completely intact, and just houses burned to the ground right in the middle of the lot. Bam, 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 bam. Most bizarre thing. So we saw all that last year. Then the massive flooding out in the Midwest, and we've seen now that the food production is going to be an abysmal failure in the United States this year as far as the output. Australia's doing the same thing. I told you guys that last week. They usually put out, like, I think, what, 3 million tons of wheat every year, somewhere out of 6 million tons, an insane amount. Now they're having to import wheat because they have no food over there because the production's so low. That's why I've been telling you guys, it's time to start having some preps if you don't already have some. I got off the phone earlier this morning with the organic food buckets we have coming in. They have shipped. It looks like the tracking information they have us on the pallets is coming in on Friday this week. So we will be putting them up on the website in the next couple days once we have 100% confirmation that we will be getting them in. And, you know, I'm probably going to limit them at first until we can get some more in, because I want a couple of them. Some of our staff wants a couple of them. I'll probably limit them to like 3 buckets per person per order, just because I want to make sure everybody has access to these, because these are getting very scarce. The manufacturer that's making these is said the demand, especially for the organic ones, is so high right now. I mean, they are so backlogged on orders. All they can do is make them as quickly as they can. And you got to think about this, guys. They're getting organic food. The food supply of organic food and natural food is going to start drying up very, very, very quickly if everybody starts stockpiling this stuff on top of having the food production in the United States very, very scarce because of last year's weather wars, is what I call them, on the United States. So again, make sure you're prepared. Make sure you got good medical supplies, good base supply of supplements for a couple months. Make sure you have some good ammo magazines. Keep those dry. Keep your guns clean. And just make sure you know everybody in your community for the most part. Have an idea of some people around you. And I reiterate that. A lot of people don't really, they're kind of like, oh, you know, this and that. No, try to make sure you have the ability to know some people around you that you can at least moderately trust. And if you're in a real tight city area, this is my opinion, have a plan on how to get out of the city, or have a plan on what to do if you got to lock down in the city. Because if you live in the middle of a really heavy metropolitan city area, those areas are going to be the first places to get locked down immediately with quarantine. And we already saw how it's happening in China right now. That's something that I would never want to be involved in, that as far as a full-blown inside city quarantine. That would be a nightmare to me, kind of like what they did to those poor folks on the boat, quarantine them for 2 weeks, you know, and what, 25-30% of the boat got the coronavirus. So finally they said this quarantine's been a failure. We basically have to extract everybody out of it now and figure out what to do. I mean, that's another side note. So just make wise decisions, use good sanitation right now, and don't be going to crazy, crazy public places if you don't absolutely have to. That's just at least my opinion on it, Deb.
I highly suggest you avoid Disney World and, you know, Magic Kingdom. You know, like if it came out today that 30 people contracted coronavirus in the Magic Kingdom, which you would, by the way, you would never hear about it. If that came out in national news tomorrow, there'd be nobody at the park. It'd be crickets. I mentioned this already earlier this week. You know, why do you want to go to an area which has brought people in from all over the world and all these different airline flights? All it does is increase risks of exposure. That's all it does, is increase risks of exposure. And, you know, and you go to church. If you got to go to church, you got to go. And I got that. Sometimes I just love going to church. Just wear a mask. You think, well, there's only 50 people that have gotten this virus now in the United States. Wait a minute. It went from like 5 to 10 to 20 to 40, 50, 80. I mean, it's doubling every couple of days, guys. You got to do the math on this. So if you got 50 people now at the end of February, in a week you'll have 100, and another week you'll have, by the end of, then you'll have 200, then you'll have 400, you'll have 800 or 1,000 by the end of March, if we're even being told the truth. And then it's 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000 by the end of April, then it's 32,000, 64,000, 120,000 by the, you know, 250,000 by the end of May. If you do the math on it, the whole population of the country gets infected like by the end of the year. That's the numbers. You think, well, and Trump goes, nothing to see here, move on, nothing to worry about, everything's under control. No, it's not. It's not under control. That's why it's so important that you keep your D, your C, and your potassium iodide loaded up in your supplement shelf. It's really important that you do that. You know, and if you don't want to get it from Health Masters, we have really good products. I mean, get it anywhere. You say, well, I'm not going to support them because they're talking about it. Okay, great, don't. Go buy it somewhere else and just try to get a good high quality product, for heaven's sakes. It's getting to that point. It really is getting to that point. But I got to ask you a question, guys. If you know we're going to get you the highest quality product we can, why wouldn't you get it from us? if you're listening to the show, and we're trying to tell you guys the truth, but I can't really understand how people think sometimes. But I mean, because it's just all it does is help pay for the cost of the show, which is pretty doggone expensive. And so thank you for those who you who listen to us, who basically get it, who understand it, and who basically support us. You know, it's so funny. I remember years ago I had a pastor friend of mine, and he was counseling a bunch of people. And then I said, "You counsel everybody?" He goes, "No." And I said, "Well, who don't you counsel?" He says, "Well, we've got only a limited amount of staff. We've only got a certain amount of people here that we can work with." He goes, "You know, we've got like 10 people on staff." And he goes, "We only have like 8 counselors." And he goes, "We can only counsel the people who basically support the church financially, because they're the same ones who pay the cost of the counselors. And we have a lot of other people who want to have counseling and want to come in for free services and free food and all that. We can't do that with them because they don't support anything. They don't even try. If they have a job, they don't support us. If they don't have a job, they don't support us. I mean, they never support us no matter what they do." Let me give you some statistics on that real quick. From a nutritional standpoint, from a health standpoint, from a business standpoint, you have the 20-80 rule. You know, 20% of the people really try to take care of themselves and try to take supplements. 80% don't care. They don't do much of anything. Same thing is true with, you know, with financing and supporting a church or an organization. 20% of the people support the organization, and they provide about 80% of the funds, and the other 80% provide about 20% of the funds. And you say, "Well, it shouldn't be that way." But those are just the numbers, guys. It's just the real numbers of what it is. I can sit and talk to people in a group over and over and over and over and over and over again, the same group, and 20% will get it, and they'll start making the changes. 80% will either make minimum changes or no changes whatsoever. You say, "Well, it shouldn't be like that." Well, I agree with you. It shouldn't be like that. But it's just the way it is. So, guys, I want to thank you if you're one of the 20%ers. You support the company, and you do your best to help us with the cost of the radio broadcast. And I mean, we've got people that talk to you on the telephone, guys. That's expensive. You'd be surprised at how much money that costs every year for me to have people that actually answer the telephone instead of you going online and ordering stuff with nobody ever able to talk to you. I mean, that's the new, by the way, that's the new business model. You get to these big corporations, try to find somebody to talk to you. It's in some cases literally impossible. You have to do it via text. You have to do it via instant message. You've got to do it via voicemail. You can't actually have interaction with a live person. And so I want to thank you guys again for allowing us to really provide a high quality product for you and really high quality service, because you, the 20%ers that support the company, you're the ones who do it. Now, some of you go, well, we just can't afford it. I got that. Then if you're going to buy a cheap product, go buy a cheap product somewhere. I pray it's going to work. But here's what I don't ask that you do. I ask you don't do this. If you're going to go buy cheap stuff, you know, you're going to go buy a bottle of vitamin C for 99 cents, you get 6 or 10 bottles for free, or whatever that is. Okay? Don't call us up if you've got any health issues and the stuff's not working, because we can't help you with that. Don't ask us to tell you whether this product is okay, because we don't know. I mean, we don't make it. We don't know what's in it. And that's one of the most frustrating things, Austin, is when you have people coming in and they go, "Well, we've actually had this happen before. Somebody gone to like Walmart or another box store, and they buy vitamins that we suggest on the air, like, you know, turmeric or vitamin C or D3 or K2 or potassium iodide or whatever. And they get no results. They don't feel any better. They package this stuff up. You guys don't believe this, but it's true. They sent it to me, to us, to Health Masters, to refund their money. And you're like, "You bought it from Walmart. You know, well, they won't give us a refund. It's been too long. We want you to give us our money back." And you think, "Well, this people can't." Yeah, this actually happened. And you're like, "What the heck?" No. So thank you so much for supporting us. One more comment I want to make on things. Right now, in 2020, there are more people than ever before enslaved on our planet. Despite massive leaps and bounds of technology and quality of life across the planet, there's still a very dark problem, and it's hiding in plain sight: slavery. According to the most recent data, there are over 40 million people right now in slavery, with 1 in 4 of them being children. The scope is massive, and the profits are also massive. It makes about $150 billion annually. A recent article published in Psychology Today lays out an ominous picture of the state of the free world. Never before in human history have this many people been enslaved. Now, here's the problem that I have with this thing, because this is a horrible statistic, and I know it's true. The Democrats don't talk about it. that little Greta Thunberg, that little weirdo, she never talks about this. She doesn't even talk about the problems associated with China and their pollution. Okay? We've got, you know, the folks that are the socialists, the communists, are saying how much they hate white people because white people had slaves, which they didn't even realize that black people had slaves. Also, you know, there were also a lot of white people were slaves in this country, you know, with indentured servitude. But they don't want to talk about how there are more people in slavery right now than ever before in the history of the planet, and nobody wants to discuss it. But we don't have time to discuss it either today, but I wanted to bring it up. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I had the opportunity, the privilege to pray for you again today. You know, I love talking to you guys, especially, you know, this first show in the morning like this. I can feel y'all's presence. You know, I can feel the energy field around us through the Holy Spirit. And I can feel you guys pulling. Yeah, Ted, go, Ted. You know, go, Austin, go, Austin. So thank you for that. I love you guys. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And one last story here. This is great news in South Dakota now. South Dakota has become the first state to introduce a bill, House Bill 1235, to prohibit schools from discriminating against any person for refusing to accept unwanted medical intervention, including vaccines. There's no children entering public or non-public school or private school basically may be required to receive an immunization for enrollment on entry that they do not agree with as far as parental consent and everything. And that is really, really great bill here. And we'll see if it goes anywhere. I don't know. South Dakota's pretty conservative with a lot of stuff, so I hope they pass this through. This would be a great stair step point to kind of prove that the American population wants rights. Because here's the thing, everybody has a right of consent. That's one thing I'm very big on. Nobody has a right to tell you what you have to put in your body. Nobody. And people that come up with that, and that it's so funny because you see the same people that demand that they make it legal to execute children, and that baby has no rights, and that baby has no say, and you can have a full-term abortion, and that's okay. And then they say, well, you don't have the right to choose whether or not you want a vaccine. You need to be mandatedly injected with a vaccine because we said so. And you just kind of look at them with this dumbfounded look, and you're like, you literally do not make any sense. You're so conflicting on your statements. It just boggles my mind. But that being said, great stuff. We're definitely pushing, staying down here in Florida, making sure we're doing the best we can to preserve the right to consent and medical freedom. So, so important. So, again, in your state, if you're in a free state and not in, you know, communist California, do your best to try to make sure you still continue. Reach out to your local representatives in your state and try to make sure you're pushing for constitutional freedom and maintaining the laws that we have that maintain freedom in this country, guys. Thank you for the support. Thank you for taking care of Health Masters, allowing us to have a completely and totally commercial-free show now for the last, I think, almost, 5 years we've been doing the show, now close to 6 years. Thank you for that. We appreciate the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. If you need anything, healthmasters.com, the new Ultimate Multiple Powder on sale right now for 30% off. It's a little reduced sweetness in it, a little bit different of a formula that's not nearly as sweet as the original. Be sure to check it out on sale right now, healthmasters.com, and vote for what you want to see win tomorrow as product of the week. You guys have an awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.